Hey, this is Brian from your friendly neighborhood Infamous podcast, and we have a deal for you. If you go to comixology.com right now and spend $15, when you check out, use the code Infamous and you get $5 off. That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome. Hey, welcome back to this podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And what's going on, man?
Not much.
How was your weekend?
It was fine.
How was your Monday?
It was fine.
How has your Tuesday been?
I burned Tuesday down.
Why? It's Tuesday. What did Tuesday ever do to you?
Because I have to Mondays. Isn't that what most people say on Monday?
From
I've
Office
got the
Space?
Mondays.
I guess Tuesday is your Monday.
I've got the Mondays.
All right. Free Comic Book Day was the other thing.
What about Free Comic Book Day?
Well, we worked it at the Queen City Comic Shop, and we were going to talk about Free Comic Book Day for a minute.
I was literally just on autopilot.
All day you were?
Pretty much.
Bob's Burgers? Sure. Ghost in the Shell. Okay.
Literally Bob's Burgers.
God, everybody asked for Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers. Even after we were gone with the 2018 Bob's Burgers.
And the 2017 Bob's Burgers.
They lasted till the end of the day.
Yep. All right.
I called that one.
Though. Here's the funny thing. Is Bob's Burgers, I don't get it, right?
I've never watched it.
I watched the first three episodes when it first came out.
Okay.
And I turned to Angel and I said, this show won't last a season.
To see Brian should never predict.
Yeah, never ever, right? But I don't know.
You said the same thing when you watched the first episode of South Park, didn't you?
No, oh, man,
I
loved.
This will not last a year.
I loved South Park. I still love South Park. I don't know. I just didn't get. I didn't get Bob's Burgers. I should probably give it another chance. But
is it on any streaming?
Yeah, it's on Netflix or Hulu. One of those. But it's H. John Benjamin is the voice.
I have no idea who that is.
He's the voice of Archer. He was the coach on Home Movies. Have you watched any of the new season of Archer? Speaking of H. John,
I've not watched Archer ever.
Oh my God! Have you never watched Archer? You got to watch Archer.
Because I watch other things.
You'd like Archer. It's right up your alley.
I watch Netflix shows. We're not sponsored by him, but I watch all the Netflix shows.
It's on.
No, I watched the Netflix produced shows. We're not sponsored by this Netflix at all. But I watch a lot.
That's all you watch.
I started watching Lost in Space.
Yeah, I got to start that one.
It's actually really good.
That's what everyone said.
Watch for the Bill Mumy cameo.
Okay.
The original Will Robinson. Yeah. The only one of two cast members who were not in the Lost in Space movie.
Interesting.
Was William Hurt.
Okay, just total tangent. Did you like the Lost in Space movie with William Hurt and Matt LeBlanc?
I didn't dislike it, but I can't say that I liked it.
I found it fun.
I find it, and we watched it a couple weeks ago. I find it entertaining.
Yeah.
I find the CGI very archaic at this point.
Well, now
yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I did then too.
Okay.
Because it looked really bad.
Yeah.
Because it was in the early days of CG. And I'm like, well, why didn't they just use puppets for certain elements of the movie?
If like you the haven't, spider creature thing.
Spoilers if you haven't seen
it's
this
20-year-old
movie. Well, yeah, no, but there's kids being born every day. So they may have not seen it.
They're pre-born there, and they inherently know everything that came before.
So when Dr. Smith is the spider creature.
Right.
I thought that at least like the spider creatures, the little spider creatures being CG was fine.
Okay.
They looked decent enough.
Yeah.
But with that Dr. Smith creature at the end, I'm like, that should have just been like some kind of puppet or something. Some kind of like practical effect, like something like they could put makeup on him and, you know, like made it like his lower body was a spider and used a armature or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks really bad. That looks really bad.
So
the other
like,
thing that's really
the
bad.
The Rock as the Scorpion King.
Yes,
horrible.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Is the older Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Is what's his name from Mad Men and many other things? The original Dumbledore's son,
right?
In real life, Jared Harris.
Yeah,
was on Fringe. He's been on a bunch of stuff. Good actor, really good actor.
Yeah.
They dubbed his voice So they dubbed an American voice because he has a very deep English accent.
The movie?
In the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's Harris. Yeah. Not his voice.
Interesting.
And you can tell. I mean, it's, yeah. But the original way that they were going to do that is Bill Mooney was going to play the older Will Robinson. And I'm like, that would have made so much more sense if they would have done it that way. That would
have been interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Jared Harris is in it for maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's
so
not in very
he's
long.
He's not in it long. Gary Oldman steals the movie.
Yep. How's Parker Posey?
Parker Posey is very interesting.
Okay.
So this show is doing, like, you know, I was in my head, I'm going, it's Lost. Lost in space because the beginning of every episode has a flashback. Because they're explaining the story, but they're telling the story at the same time. So you're getting like little flashbacks of what was going on, why they are where they are, and all that.
So like Lost and Westworld currently.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you watching Westworld?
We're probably gonna like try to do two episodes at a time. So we didn't watch last week, so we didn't watch this week's yet.
I'm watching it live.
I think she needs to watch the first season.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. To catch up.
Just watch the last episode. But
she likes to watch the whole thing. And I told her that, you know, she binged all of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you should have binged that too. Because I remember like most of what happened in that. And I'm like, I told her, I said, you won't remember everything.
No, there's a lot.
I'm going to tell her to go back and watch it.
It's been really good, and I'm almost kind of wishing I would have just waited to binge it all, but then my head would have exploded. So I'm actually really glad I have a week to decompress.
What, for information? Or
yeah, just there's just a lot happening.
I think and we did it last year. We watched two episodes at a time after the first episode because it was easier to do two episodes and watch it like a movie.
Agreed.
And it's like last night we watched three episodes of Lost in Space. And it wasn't because I was like, ooh, let's watch three episodes. And literally, we got to the end of the second episode, and I was like, well, are you going to bed? And she goes, no, let's watch another one.
Whereas last night, I watched Chuck on Amazon.
Well, right.
For the 900th time.
Yeah. Maybe you should watch new stuff.
I know. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
I was like,
or watch something old that you have never watched
before.
I was
like, you know what? I'm just going to put the pilot on because I really like the pilot. And
yeah.
Then now I'm on episode.
But
like,
I, like
10,
with me, like so. We were talking about Eureka,
right?
I've only watched the last two seasons of Eureka.
You never saw the beginning?
I watched the first episode, but I never watched.
That's a great pilot too.
Yeah, that was a really good pilot, but it was one of those ones where Sci-Fi bounced it all around the schedule all the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it. And when they did the time travel thing and James Callis came on after Galactica was over, I was like, oh cool, I'll start watching it now because it's a, you know, reset kind of thing.
Kinda. Sort of, not really.
I think I watched it all the way to the end.
Okay.
And that, but it was one of those things where I'm like, I need to go back and watch this, and it was never on any streaming.
It was on Netflix forever, and then it came off, and then just recently it came back up on Amazon. But I love that show.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
But
I mean, I enjoyed Colin Ferguson on there, and you know, I've met him once or twice and that cool guy. And that Maytag man now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Hey, if you're getting a paycheck.
Right.
You know.
Okay. So Free Comic Book Day was interesting this year. It was steady. We didn't have any cosplayers come into the shop, which was kind of odd. There was that guy who was kind of dressed like Wolverine at the beginning of the day. The Hugh Jackman Wolverine. I don't know if
I didn't
you noticed
see that
him.
One.
He just had the leather jacket, like the Wolverine leather jacket, and his hair was done up, but like, you know, he didn't have claws or anything.
I just came as a replicant from Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally just stand there processing until somebody came up and
Bob's Burgers. Power Rangers.
Would you like a Bob's Burgers? I will give it to you.
DC Super. Oh, no. Spider-Man.
Ooh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that one was pretty, like, not popular.
No.
I don't know what DC was thinking of making their Free Comic Book Day a 25-cent book the week of Free Comic Book.
Greedy, greedy bastages.
Well, and I'm like, you know, whatever.
I tell you what, there were a lot more kids this year, I feel like, than we've had in the past.
I've seen a lot of faces I see every year.
Yeah.
But I don't see them any other time when I'm working at the store.
Well, you only work every now and then,
I know,
too, though. So.
But
maybe they come in during the week, after school.
Yeah,
on
maybe.
Tuesdays.
Maybe. On Tuesdays when they're closed, yeah. They're breaking in there.
Yep.
Maybe they're shooting holes through the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you read any of the books that you brought home?
I haven't had a chance. I literally have worked from, last Tuesday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I was loading digital codes into the computer all day.
The Computron. Anyway, I thought there were a lot more kids this year, which was nice.
Yeah, I'd say there were more kids.
And I thought it was really cool because there was more than one set of parents who were there because their kid has expressed an interest in comics.
There were a lot of parents there that their kids are learning how to read, which I thought that's a good idea.
So
to get free comic books.
So like two families in particular, I got the privilege to explain to them like how it worked, like where the new books were, like kind of how the store was laid out, how books come out, what a trade paperback is, you know, what a graphic novel is, and kind of all the differences and that sort of stuff. And I don't know if the kid opened a file or not, if he started a pull list, but they were really interested in that, and they left with like three trades and a few individual issues.
How old was the kid?
10.
So what trades?
Spider-Man one, an Avengers one. Like, it was all Marvel. He was only interested in Marvel books.
Okay.
So,
because of the movies. Right, yeah.
Which, honestly, that's, of course, I only work at the shop one day a year.
Right.
That's the first time anyone has said, I like the character in the movie. What books do you have?
I've had that happen.
So, well, but you're in there a lot
more. But I mean, it's nice to see that. And
Yeah, that was cool. And then, you know, just kind of like the teenagers that were in there looking and helping them out to find new stuff. One mom was in there for her husband, and I sent her home with Invincible number one or volume one.
The trade. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the difference between trade paperbacks and graphic novels? Well, like, can you explain that?
Like Mouse Guard is a graphic novel.
So this is the way it was explained to me years ago when I was just standing around there one day working.
Sure.
And I said to Jeff, and this is probably, it's probably like 3 or 4 years in that I have been working 20 there.
20 years ago.
So yeah, 20 something years ago, probably. Like, you know, I said to him one day, I said, Jeff, I said, what is the difference between a trade paperback and a graphic novel? Because Barnes & Noble was starting to get into the graphic novels.
Yeah.
I said, what is the difference? And Jeff goes, well, he goes, a trade paperback is a book of stuff that was published before.
Right.
So if you had, you know, say, for instance, like Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
That's a good example because that's popular right
now. Sure.
Infinity Gauntlet was a 6-issue story, and originally it was published as a trade paperback of the 6-issue story. Now they've added extras and all that stuff into it. But
right.
So a graphic novel is an original story.
Mm-hmm.
And at which Marvel seems to be doing that. I noticed that Hulk versus Thor book that was a new graphic novel. And Mouse Guard, I believe, was just a comic book. So every one of those is a trade paperback or a hardcover.
So like Superman Earth 1 is a graphic novel.
Yeah.
You know, Batman Earth 1, Wonder Woman, Teen Titans, all that stuff. No, so in like I kind of explained it that way.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to see.
There used to be the prestige format and the square bands and all that. You know.
But I do
the
have
good
to
old
say,
days.
The heyday of comics. It was really fun to see.
It kinda was, because now it's all digital's digital's more the thing that people are doing.
It was fun to see parents in there with their kids taking an interest. And
well, sure.
You know, there were some parents in there who were like, yeah, my kid found out that comic books count as reading, so they want to get this. I had to stop a couple from buying Spawn. A couple parents for their little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parents. Okay.
Yeah. The parents. Deadpool was another one where it's like, maybe you want to look at it first before you buy it for them. I'm not here to tell you how to raise your kid, but don't be an idiot.
Well, it's just, if you've seen the movie, then that's what the comic book is.
Yeah.
Spawn's harder because the movie came out 20 years ago.
Yep. But it was fun as always. I don't know if you talked to Jeff or not. I wonder how his whole day went. But
no.
I was going
to
swing in tomorrow and grab my books.
Yeah, I was going to say you'll probably talk to him before I do.
But anyway, but no, it was another successful one. It was what, 17 or 18?
16.
Oh, okay.
What year is this? 2018. It's 2002. It started the year that Spider-Man came out.
So that was 2001 when Spider-Man came out.
Okay, well, then 17. So this
was 17, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Spider-Man came out in 2001, I thought.
May 7th, 2001.
I think it was 2002.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Let me go to the internet real fast. Let's go to the internet movie database and type in Spider-Man and have 500 different movies come up.
4,000 Spider-Mans. Are you talking
about? Oh, yeah, literally, because Homecoming comes up first, then the untitled Homecoming sequel, then Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, Spider-Man is like the third choice. And it says, and I'm sure there's somebody listening out there going, it came out in 2002.
1948. What?
1978? No, that was a different movie. Where is it at?
Ask, do the Hey Google thing. Do you have that turned on?
I don't know if I have that turned on or not.
Okay, well.
Oh, you got to hit the microphone.
Oh.
Hey Google, when did Spider-Man come out?
Welcome to Tech Friday with the Infamous Podcast, where Johnny learns how to use his cell phone.
Do you want to know when Spider-Man came out?
May 7th, 2002.
June 28th, 2017.
No, that's not even right.
That was the homecoming, I know. Moron. How about May 3rd, 2002?
Okay, I was wrong.
You want to know why I know that? That's when I moved into my house.
Oh, well. I was
literally on vacation the week that Spider-Man came out. So nice. We unpacked everything on the Friday. We went to the early show of Spider-Man. So. And then on Saturday, I went to my first free comic book day, which maybe 15 or 20 people showed up to.
So, all right, here's the funny thing about that movie, though, is everyone made a big deal about the fact that movie made like $109, $111 million, something like that, on its opening weekend, which was huge back then, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was the first movie to really do that in the opening weekend. And then fast forward to, you know, 2 weeks ago, and the Avengers opened with, you know, $250 million.
Well, the big deal wasn't Spider-Man when it opened. It was X-Men. Yeah. X-Men was the one that made money, and people were like, wait, what? And that came out, what, 99?
Just like a year before or two years. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 99.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you want me to ask Google?
No, I don't care. That's stupid.
Google, when did the first X-Men movie come out?
Why doesn't it talk back?
Because I got the volume turned down. I'm trying not to ping when we're recording.
Ew.
July 14th, 2000.
Okay.
So two years before.
2 years.
And I remember seeing that in a theater, but there was barely anybody there.
Yeah.
And that, but it made money. That made money like the first time, like the first, for being the first, well, not the first superhero movie.
The first team superhero movie.
Sorry, Blade. Sorry. The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Because The Rocketeer came out before Blade.
Was The Rocketeer a team superhero movie?
No, Rocketeer was just The Rocketeer. I know. But, I mean, The Rocketeer came out in, like, 94?
Yeah, plus there was Roger Corman's Fantastic Four.
That did not get a theatrical
Captain
release.
Captain America,
that
The
did
Punisher.
Not get, that, the, no, no, no. No, The Punisher was the only one that got a theatrical release.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four did not see the light of day.
No.
Captain America was a TV movie.
Yeah.
Well, both Captain Americas were TV movies.
Yeah, yeah, I was kind of surprised that Winter Soldier was a TV movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The first Winter Soldier movie.
Maybe,
From 1982.
Yeah.
And, well, it's just like there's the, and I love because somebody on Facebook is trying to get them to do it. There was a Spider-Man TV series in the 70s.
Right.
Late 70s.
Yeah.
Was a movie and then a TV series. I think the guy's, what was it, Nicholas Hammond.
Okay.
Played Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Decently done for the day and age, you know. Good show. Like, as a kid, I remember it was a decent show. And somebody's trying to get them to put it out at Blu-ray.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I was like, yes, please, because I, you know, and it's not going to be, I don't think it'll be one of those He-Man things where I watch it and I go, why did, what?
Oh.
I think it's going to be more.
He-Man is in Masters of the Universe, the movie?
No, the TV series.
Oh.
When I watched that, I was like, ooh, wait, I like this? As a kid, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can understand why I liked it as a kid. But, like, you go back and watch The Incredible Hulk with Ferrigno and Bixby,
mm-hmm.
still well-written, well-done show, And I feel like the Spider-Man show was the same, just a little goofier because it's Peter Parker and you got to have a little wink, wink, goof in it.
A little humor.
But, the, I mean, the stunts on that show were, like, awesome because the guy that did the stunts actually would climb the building sometimes.
Cool.
Like, he was a climber and that type of stuff. So they had picked buildings out where he could climb up them. And then sometimes he was hooked to a wire being pulled up the side of the building.
Okay.
And you can usually see that.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, go on YouTube. You can find clips of the show and that.
Yeah.
Watch the awesome disco opening. There was a Doctor Strange movie in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's so. The music that's at the end of the Doctor Strange movie is that music.
Wait, I thought the music from the Doctor Strange movie was just all the music from Star Trek.
Nice. Nice. Giacchino is, you know.
It's all he knows.
What?
The Star Trek music.
No, everything sounds like Lost.
Yeah, that too.
No, I mean, it literally, like, when George Kirk dies in the first Star Trek movie, like the first time I seen it in a theater, I literally sat there and leaned over and went, "Hey, it's the Lost Death music." And she's like, "What?" I said, "It's the Lost Death music." I'm like, "He's about to die and they're playing that music that's the Lost Death music." And she's like, "It," and I'm like, "It's the same guy."
Do you think they had the same conspiracy theories about what shot down the USS George, what's the name?
Kelvin.
Kelvin, thank you. The whole timeline is named after it.
Jeez, man.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. You've got the Mondays on a Tuesday.
You're the one with the Mondays. It's your Monday. Anywho. All right.
Just because I wanted to burn a building down and watch people run in fear.
Cool.
Magneto shows up and starts pulling shelves apart. I'm like, "Hey, high five!"
All right, so Free Comic Book Day was fun. The only book I read was the Brian K. Vaughan one so far.
Barrier. Which the regular edition of that issue comes
out
this
one
week.
One and two. I made sure.
It's only a 5-issue story.
Yep.
So, okay.
I don't know if I asked you this on Saturday. Is Saga going to end at 60?
I don't know.
Because, like, you know,
you
why
ended Brian,
in 60?
Hey, Google, and this one's not, I'm joking now. Hey, Google, what's Brian K. Vaughan's phone number? Call him up right now. Be like, "Hey, Brian K. Vaughan, you're on the air."
I mean, because I imagine Saga is getting close to wrapping up.
I might ask that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anywho.
He might answer you. Yeah. He might not.
So,
John Krasinski did not answer.
No, he did not.
Maybe he'll get in touch, though.
Maybe he'll call you. You tweeted him your phone number, right?
No. Why would you put your phone number on Twitter?
I don't know. People have done dumber things on Twitter, so
I don't look at Twitter that much, so
yeah. But it was a fun day. I thought it was a rather successful day from my perspective of, you know, having fun and getting to help people with comics and, you know, handing out a whole bunch of issues of
Bob's
Burgers.
Didn't have any like major things this year of negativity.
No.
I know. Like last year, I think there was a couple incidences where I was ready to go over the counter, but
yeah,
this year nothing really that stood out.
Yeah, there were some fun characters who came in. The one hipster guy was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I
just the way that store's laid out always is an issue for me.
Yeah,
like even if I came in there just to get free comic books, I'd be like, "Where's the line at?"
Yeah, yeah.
It's over there where that guy is. That guy. Like, yeah. I feel like I should have a sign over me that says, "Free comic books here."
So he should put you on the back. Like, he should put those on the back, the very back. Not on the side where we stand, but the next one over.
Oh, and,
the
like,
corner.
Have the line convey around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people can peruse the dollar books while they're waiting.
We didn't have as big a line, like, at opening.
No.
As last year.
No.
I don't know if it's because of the rain or not.
It wasn't quite raining yet, but that probably had something
to
do with it.
You didn't go to any other stores, like, on Sunday or anything that were still having their sales or anything?
I did not.
I didn't either.
I told you what I had to do on Sunday.
I know.
I had to do drywall.
Yeah, but you still were off. You still could have, like, snuck away.
You've met the warden.
Whatever.
You know, I had to mow the lawn and then go to do drywall. It was a blast, let me tell you. Anyway.
You come spend a day at my job with me on a Sunday. I'll show you a blast.
Yeah, well, so.
As in, I want to use blasting caps.
I get it. Yeah, yeah. I understand. You want to get a blaster and pew pew first.
Yeah.
So,
anyhow. Not people though. Just things. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Just
like if they
a
said
a box of Rice-A-Roni.
If they said you could take a skid outside and put a stick of dynamite in and light it, I'd be like, which one?
That one.
Oh, I guarantee I'd pick a good one.
I'd pick one.
Flour. Flour and with dynamite would be awesome.
Or like a pallet of soda.
And then a slow-mo camera recording it.
So you've seen slow-mo guys, right? On YouTube.
I've watched a few of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like thing. They do yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah. Drop a water balloon from a building type yeah. things.
So they did a car. So they dropped the car.
I've never seen a car.
It was recent. Yeah. So they dropped the car, and then it hits in slow motion, and you see the car hit, and then the shockwave reverberates back up through the car.
Yeah.
And the car comes back off the ground.
Okay.
And then hits again.
Yeah.
So then it came back over, and then they dropped one of those concrete barriers that they put out when they were doing construction. Yeah. On the car.
Oh, nice.
And it hot dogged it. Like, oh. So it was the hot dog and the car was the nice. Bun. That was funny. All right. Bill
we're,
and Ted.
We're not on anything.
Yeah, right? We're not on anything. So Bill and Ted 3.
So you don't even have to say all right. You news. Can just segue right into
I know,
it.
Right? So Bill and Ted 3 had some news today. It's official. Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon, who wrote the original, are going to be writing this one. And Dean Parisot, P-A-R-I-S-O-T, is going to be directing. He directed Galaxy Quest.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like the movie's in good hands. And
I don't feel like we needed this movie.
Well, it's called Bill and Ted Face the Music. So
they're going to die?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. They already did that. They can't do it again.
That was – okay. Just Bill and Ted question.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent Adventure or Bogus Journey? Which one do you prefer to watch?
Probably Excellent Adventure. But I like Bogus Journey.
I love Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
What is it? Will Sadler? No. Yeah.
Bill Sadler.
Bill Sadler as Bill Death Sadler. Is so awesome.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe President of the United
yep.
States.
Well, and it makes sense.
Maybe now,
that,
but maybe not now. But
that makes sense that
he's a Skrull.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, so I just
you
thought.
You totally could see him like turning green and yep. still be Bill Sadler with yeah. that chin. And
with the Thanos
yeah.
chin.
Yeah. I know Thanos has the scroll chin.
I know. I just thought
it
was
all comic booky on you over here.
I know. I thought it was interesting that, you know, they're announcing this, that they want to even do this. You made a really good point asking why Alex Winter isn't directing it.
Because that's what he is now.
He's an amazing, but has he done anything other than documentaries?
He's done like some of the Disney
like he does TV
shows,
and stuff like that, but yeah. Stuff, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they didn't. Maybe he didn't want to direct it. Maybe he just wanted to hang out with Keanu.
Well, is the script done?
Yeah. It does not say. No, the script is not done.
No, I was gonna say that'd be one of those ones where I think if I seen the script and seen that had a lot to do in the movie.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I'm excited for it. Like, not
super
excited for
it. Do you think Christopher Lloyd's
gonna
show up and be like, "It's your kids"?
I don't know, but that would be funny. All right. And then
I mean, when are we getting Back to the Future 4 now? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I honestly enjoy both of those movies. No, Michael wouldn't do it. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I enjoy both of those movies. I do not think we need a third one.
No.
I never would have thought at this point that Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter would want to do a third one.
Yet they do, and they've both been adamant about it for the last couple years.
And that paycheck must be really big.
I think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I don't think there are diehard Bill and Ted fans out there.
There are.
Well, but not where it's like this is their franchise.
No. Probably not.
You know, they like Back to the Future more than
because
they like Bill and
my
Ted. They
my
just
feeling
happen to really
is
like Bill and Ted.
You don't have George Carlin. He's not here anymore. And I just don't feel like. You know, without George Carlin, it's not really going to be a Bill and Ted movie.
I think they should get George Carlin's daughter to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does she look like George Carlin?
Oh, nothing like him. But, okay. Like, you know, but just the fact that it's his daughter. And
so should she play, because he does mention he has kids in the first one.
Right.
So she should play his daughter from the future?
His kid, yeah, from the future.
You know, he just got old. And
yeah. So.
Or should they do, they should do Grand Moff Tarkin and put somebody else's, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Then they shouldn't do it at all then, right?
Okay, well.
If Station's not in this movie.
Oh, if Station's not in this movie, I riot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Station.
There's continuity between the first and second Bill and Ted. Yeah. So there has to be continuity between the first, the second, and the third Bill and Ted. Death better be there.
Yeah.
Bill Sadler better be coming. You know what? I'm going to tweet him tonight. I'll send a message to him. Yeah, there be you like, go. Are you coming back?
Are you coming back?
Are you if he says, I don't know yet, I'll be like, oh, man.
Well, then I'm not watching the movie unless Bill Sadler's back. And his Station's not in it. I don't
want
to watch it.
And you know what? I want at least one of the Doctor Who's from the modern Doctor Who to be in it, playing a historical character.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Because the phone booth thing.
Yeah, David Tennant.
David Tennant as a historical character?
That would be cool.
Yes.
I'd say Christopher Eccleston, but he'll just get mad and mail it in.
Christopher Eccleston could play George Carlin's son.
Yeah, but he'd get mad and mail it in. Like, why do I have to be in a mainstream thing?
The Leftovers wasn't mainstream?
Not really.
I feel like it was.
We're like two of the 18 people that watched it.
Oh, there was only 18 people that watched that? Did you allegedly see the Avengers Leftover thing that Nerdist did?
No, but I was talking about that hilarious with David about how, you know.
That was like, hilarious, actually. Yeah.
So
it was fun to figure out who was who because at certain points they don't have their names up on the screen. Okay. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that? Okay.
Is that Justin Theroux?
Yeah. No. It was literally scenes from Infinity War with the like cutouts of the, you know, in its space.
Yeah.
And it's somebody doing that song, but they're singing it like with Avengers type thing. Yeah.
Well, you know, the last season they just did the Perfect Strangers theme.
Oh, in the one episode?
No, it was the whole, three of the episodes was.
Yeah, that Mark Lynn Baker was in. Yeah.
But that was funny.
Yeah.
But they did they did it just musically. They did it with the words, and then they did a Muzak version of it. So,
yeah.
All right.
Standing tall on the wings of my dreams. I can see that. I can see that opening when I hear that song. That's the funny part about
That's on Hulu. Perfect Strangers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It does not hold up. Not even a little bit.
I would just go on to watch it. The Family Matters More parts of it.
Family Matters More. It's a pipe dream.
Would Cousin Larry work for Urkel? Totally. Cousin Larry works for Urkel.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. But what would they call it?
Well, no, he's just part of that. He's part of that cast. It's the reverse. It's the reverse spinoff. It's a spin in.
It's a spin in. Nice. So Luke Cage's trailer hit yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know neither one of us
watched Jessica Jones.
So neither one of us were like
July. It's supposed to be in July.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett's coming back.
Angela Bassett.
No, not Angela Bassett.
Viola Davis. Or not Viola Davis.
Even you got it wrong.
Alfre Woodard.
Sorry. I was thinking Angela Bassett for some reason because she would have been a better villain in that show.
But she's Amanda Waller in the DCU, so.
No, she's not.
No, that's Viola
Davis. Now. Angela Bassett was the first.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, she was in Green Lantern as that. Yeah.
So I was not wrong.
That's like a
it's degrees
kind of
wrong.
Weird ass crossover thing going on there.
Anyway,
I thought Viola Davis was a fine Amanda Waller.
Yeah,
really, she played. She did a good was job. Probably one of the best ones in that movie.
Well, and considering she had to act,
because she
good,
has dead eyes.
Well, right,
like she did the dead eye thing, like and that's scary.
Yeah, but she had to act across Joel Kinnaman most of the time.
Way, and, Joel Kinnaman.
You know, it's like, okay, Viola, you're going to do this scene with this cardboard cutout. Oh, no, Joel's actually here. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Joel, come here and kick your ass.
I'm sure he would. You know who else will probably come here and kick my ass? Is Grunberg.
Viola Davis.
Grunberg. Anyway.
Grunberg. I wish he was like, start a Twitter war with you.
Well, I don't mean anything. It would be totally inconsequential. If someone was going to start, it would be me with him, and then it would just be me picking on him. Like, I'm not going to bully Greg Grunberg.
Greg Grunberg, you were an excellent director of Iron Man 3. Oh, wait, that was Jon Favreau.
I'm sure Grunberg is a perfectly
Grunberg,
nice man.
Grunberg, when you were in Iron Man playing Happy. Oh, wait, that was Jon Favreau.
hey, Grunberg, remember when your character led the First Order to the destruction of the New Republic? Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when you abused James Kirk? You were supposed to be like his uncle or something.
Yep.
And you abused him and tried to take his dad's car as your car. Yeah. That got deleted from the movie. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when you bothered Felicity? And,
yeah, you stalker.
And yeah.
Did he and JJ go to school together? Were they friends since they were kids? Maybe. Or something, I think.
That's the only thing I can figure out, because he crashed Oceanic 815. You know, he
didn't do that. That was the magnetic thing that pulled them into it.
But he could have, like, followed the right flight path and not done that. And yeah, I blame him.
I blame John Locke.
He just wanted to walk, man.
It was the black machine.
All right.
The smoke monster.
So here's my thought on Luke Cage, right? Because neither one of us were really too excited about that series.
Did
after we watched
Did you see my excitement
season.
When I watched the trailer?
You had the dead eyes like Viola Davis.
Literally.
So the first six episodes of Luke Cage were average,
decent.
Good.
Decent.
You can watch.
Yeah.
Then when Marsala Ali left, it was like, screw this.
Let's kill the future Academy Award winning actor. And bring in a really terrible actor as Copperhead.
And then they brought in... So then they did Iron Fist
and
as
not
its
have,
own thing.
The costume don't have no snakes on it whatsoever.
No.
I'm like, whatever.
It looked like a prototype
You don't have to go
juggernaut.
All superhero yeah, right. on these shows, but there's certain elements that you could throw in.
You just got to pull things.
I mean, you know, yeah.
We did a whole episode like years ago about like, you know, the the canon and... trusting in the canon material.
I don't remember that one. Yeah. But been doing this for a long time.
I know.
I'm going to start repeating myself at some point.
I'm sure we have already.
Like a whole episode?
I'm sure we have.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't think we have. We got the scene with Misty looking at the
robot arm.
The robot
yeah, that,
arm.
That
and
was
then
cool.
She had the robot arm there at the end. I don't know if you noticed that one or not.
Oh, I fell asleep at that point.
You fell asleep on the 2-minute trailer. It's so sad. It's so sad. It's so mean.
What?
Now we're never going to
get Danny Rand?
Now we're never going to get a Netflix sponsorship.
You know what? We should do that episode where we go back and see what we rate at Netflix shows.
Oh, yeah.
To see if we get a Netflix sponsorship. Like, that. If we deserve a Netflix sponsorship. And then we should submit it to Netflix.
I think we are unfairly favorable to Netflix shows.
I'm trying to think, like, just off the top of my head, how many are positives to negatives?
Like the only negative we've done...
is Luke Cage.
Was Iron Fist.
I didn't really tear that up, though. But Luke Cage, I teared Luke Cage up.
Tore Luke Cage up.
I teared it up. I will not live your life. There you go. I gave you Varsity Blues. And if I would have said tore it up, I would have really sounded like, you know, white ghetto. Like, I tore it up.
Tore it up.
I would have sounded like Shane the Punisher. I would have sounded like John Bernthal and be like, I tore it up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
No, I literally like ran I ran
I
Luke Cage
say
down.
Luke Cage for you was like 4 or 5. For me was a 5 or 6.
I don't remember at this point. But like, I liked Iron Fist more than I liked Luke Cage, but I still didn't like either one of them right. that much.
But here's the thing, though. Was actually, in the Defenders, I liked the two of them together.
Well, yeah, because that's the way it should be.
Well, but they had chemistry as actors. Like, yeah. I think that Finn Jones did not have with anyone.
Finn Jones should be showing up on this show.
He will. Yeah. Like, so.
And I think that that'll be the positive things in this show.
So, are they going to deal with Infinity War at all?
Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. dealing with
yes,
Infinity War?
Yes. Okay. Actually, they mentioned Thanos by name.
Okay.
Which was really freaking cool.
I haven't caught
cool.
up on that. No.
The Kree, you know,
yeah.
from the first part of the season,
right.
like, showed up, not in force, but
right.
And it's like, well, yeah, there's this alien Thanos, and they're like, are you gonna help us? And they're like, no.
Like, we don't mess with Thanos.
No, we know Thanos.
No, we know Thanos like pretty well because
we hate Xandar, but we're still afraid of what he did to them. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't he show that? Like, I would have liked to seen the damage of Xandar.
Maybe
I don't think he destroyed the whole world, but I think that the Nova Corps took a beating.
Yeah. Well, they took a beating when Ronan crashed their ship.
Well, I mean, like Nova Corps Central.
Yeah.
Because it was in there.
It was in the Nova.
I mean, they showed nowhere, Nova but Vault. Like, we didn't even get a big view of nowhere being burnt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Collector's dead.
Yeah. Well, he waved goodbye.
Yeah, well.
As he was wiped out of reality.
He did that in Last Jedi, too. Yeah.
That's the crossover.
Oh, yeah. You think that's, yeah.
Thanos
DJ is the collector?
Yeah, he sent him to the Star Wars galaxy and shaved his face and
What's going to fight the Infinity Gauntlet in the Star Wars universe? Admiral Haldo flying through it with a ship?
No, that already happened. So it would have to be, I think, Hutt collusion.
Totally. Totally how they explain Leia being gone. She just faded away into dust.
Half of the galaxy, half of the universe disappeared.
Oh, my God.
That would be hilarious.
No.
All right. So you texted me last night and asked me if I had Copland on DVD or Blu-ray or digital. And I said
digital
no.
Code.
Because I had it on VHS, but I gave all my VHS away years ago.
That's VHS.
I think around the time I gave you the VHS player, the VCR.
Oh, yeah, I still have that somewhere.
Anyway, so then you said you had been loading like 200 codes in.
I loaded up 225 movies in the last 2 days, I think. And that wasn't all the Blu-rays.
What the hell?
Some of them didn't have digital codes in them.
What the hell?
Just never.
All right, I have a question.
So I had to research that because I never thought about it.
Were these still like shrink wrapped?
No.
Or had they all been opened? Okay.
Oh, but like probably the last couple months of stuff.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok was still sealed. Spider-Man Homecoming was still sealed. The Last Jedi was still sealed. Mm-hmm. And then a couple like cheap movies I bought from Walmart were still sealed.
Okay.
Like the Wild Bunch and shit like that.
All right, so you have a movie catalog now of 220 some movies
on Vudu.
In your Vudu.
Yeah,
which is part of the Movies Anywhere.
Movies Anywhere,
so you can watch on iTunes or whatever.
Well,
and
some of it doesn't cross over though.
Most of
it's so old.
Yeah,
I think that it didn't work.
No, some of it still does.
Well, no, on Movies Anywhere, because I loaded both of those onto my Roku. Movies Anywhere has 215 movies on it.
Okay.
And Vudu has 220 something movies on it. So like 10-15 movies didn't cross over.
So everything that's in my like my Movies Anywhere.
Yeah.
So everything that's on my Vudu is in my iTunes.
Right.
But is not on my Movies Anywhere.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like but because Movies Anywhere like kind of connects all those services now.
Yeah, literally on the sheets, on the newer sheets, there's an explanation of what Movies Anywhere is to everything else.
Right.
And it's just like a hub.
Yeah. So did you throw out
like
all those
Disney
cases or?
I'm throwing them all out. Yeah.
And what did you do with the discs?
They're all in books.
Okay.
The black books, you can get like half price books or Best Buy or whatever.
I have like a 500.
I just was tired of looking at cases because they were stacking up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did it with the DVDs a long time ago, but like I just started doing it. So I was pulling out every piece of paper that was in there
Yeah, I did that purge a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was very satisfying.
It is. I left the TV shows in the boxes because it's easier. I don't have that many Blu-ray TV shows. Mm. Game of Thrones and Star Wars.
Yeah.
So some of the Clone Wars.
That one shelf right there has movies on it, but for the most part. You know.
Yeah, that's what it's like. My decision on that was just because I didn't have enough to really justify putting.
Yeah.
Like my TV show DVDs is like three books.
Right.
Which I'll condense those down. And then that's the worst part is like every single Blu-ray had a DVD So now I have to go through all my DVD books and reorganize them. And I'm like, God almighty. This is just a beginning of the cleaning process and
the purge.
Not a purge, but a
reorganization.
A reformatting.
There you go.
A reformat. People use those words too much, of the purging and the, what is it, decluttering.
Yeah.
And I'm reformatting the way that I collect stuff.
Sure.
Because I think that, like, at this day and age of how old I am in that, that some things need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Some things need to be
and you don't want to die in an avalanche of Blu-rays.
Well, that it wouldn't have been dying in a but it's like, man, if something, if like, you know, a military jet flew over and hit a sound, like broke the sound barrier, they would have all fallen.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of those things where everything was organized in alphabetical order, but at a certain point when you run out of space on three shelves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like stacking them.
Well, because you remember these shelves were all
they
movies.
Were full. Yeah, yeah.
And now it's all like,
yeah,
which I'm going to actually start reformatting some of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what, though, because I like it all. That's why it's still out.
Oh, I'm yeah, some of that's going. Yeah. So,
but I mean, I still have two big ones that I never even opened. So you have a whole closet of ones you never even opened.
Well, not as much, but
all right. Yeah. So, what was the weirdest movie that you found that you still like had there?
There was movies dated as expiring in 2012 that still loaded.
So, like what? Like,
I'm trying to remember.
Give me an example.
I don't remember. Well, what
is so you brought me Copland,
and I don't remember. Like, some of them did not have dates on.
Yeah, some of them don't.
But like, there was a couple. The best part was I threw a couple of them in the recycling bin.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it, and then like something old loaded. So I had to dig all those that I threw in the recycling bin back out and go, oh, I'm going to try these.
There's a code. It says code may not be valid.
Yeah.
After
that
5,
was a
13,
lot of them
15,
said may so. Not be invalid. And I'm like, well, may not. May.
Yeah.
It did. It worked.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was. And then there's ones that are disappointing. Like Disney's doing it now with the Marvel movies where they're putting digital codes in it.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Like they put the Disney rewards codes in there.
No, it was an iTunes code usually.
Well, no, that
but it was tied to the like DVD where you had to like load the DVD into your computer
thing and all that. Yeah, that so. I had a few of those, and I'm like, I might get to that eventually. I literally just sat those to the side
because
I'm like, that's too much trouble. Because then I got to load it on the computer, load it into the thing, load it over here, and I'm like, there's too much loading with why you know? But it was the early days of digital,
right?
But no, like up to current. Marvel movies?
Yeah.
There weren't that many that had digital codes in them.
Okay.
And it's like...
And you got the Blu-rays.
Yeah, okay. I've got the Blu-rays, but like Disney had taken over, but hadn't started putting digital codes into it. Like how if you walk into Target and you look at the Marvel Universe display that they have, they all have digital codes.
Right,
in them.
Right.
So like Ragnarok had a code, Homecoming has a code.
Yeah.
Ant-Man Doctor Strange. Had a code. I don't know if Ant-Man had a code or not.
Mm.
I don't remember. So, you know, Last Jedi had a code, but Force Awakens did not.
So are you going to just start buying stuff on digital, or are you still going to buy the Blu-rays?
I'll still buy hard copies on stuff because, you know, it's one of those things where we have a DVD player upstairs.
Right.
So it's like, you know, if it comes with a DVD, then if I'm laying in bed and I want to watch a movie, I can just pull out the DVD copy.
Yeah, but you can just
it.
Get a second Roku for upstairs, and then you can just watch everything on Vudu.
Yeah, but hooking it up to a regular TV.
Oh, is it not a flat
it's
screen?
It's not a flat screen. I'm of the...
I may be able to help you with that.
Huh?
I may be able to help you with that.
Yeah, but I'm of the mindset of I don't replace something until it breaks.
Right, I know.
So that TV's still running fine and that, but, you know. In a year, it could blow up.
Sure.
Too,
Who knows?
That's what happened to the TV downstairs. That's why I have a flat screen and why I have all the digital stuff and that because, you know, something happens.
Yeah. No, you just said that.
I've always been of the nature of I don't replace things. Like the Blu-rays, I replace stuff now.
Yeah.
But it's when it's $5 to $7.
You're upgrading to just better quality anyway.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where some things are better quality. Most things are just the same quality. It looks the same to me because the DVDs play that way in a Blu-ray player.
Well, yeah, because they up convert.
Right.
But. Yeah. So I just, you sent me that text and you sent that and I was like, what? Dude, what?
I literally had a stack of the papers that included with purchase papers that was the size of a small novel.
That's hilarious.
And I was just like, I'm like, this is going to, I thought it was going to take a long time. The worst part was, and this is a complaint to these companies, print clearer, because a B should look different than an 8, and a J should look like a J sometimes.
So these have the digital codes, right? And I know they do.
I've never even tried
that. And I have in the past, like, ripped the digital, like, code.
Yeah.
Where it, like, took part of the number with it.
So you had to guess.
Well, it's not even just guess. I have to, like, look at it and, like, decide, okay, is that an 8? Is that a B? Is that an S?
Right, yeah.
You know, kind of a thing. And I know I did one where I probably tried 30 combinations before I got it right. And I, just because I was like, I'm getting this. And
this is on the Marvel digital codes that you're talking about.
I don't think this one has a digital
code. And it's like, I had one movie where it had the sticker on it that Walmart does.
Right.
Where their digital code thing.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled it off and it was literally like it had gotten so old that it just blurred it.
Yeah.
I couldn't read any of it. Yeah. I was like, I'm not even going to attempt to try to translate this.
What movie was that for?
I forget. Know? It was just something that was in a $7 bin.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, I don't care like that much about it, but it's just a convenience at this point.
Cool.
And showing her how to do it was fun.
Oh, were you guys both like?
Well, I did it all yesterday, and I told her, like, we were talking while she was at work, and I'm like, yeah, I'm loading all these codes up, and she's like, all those digital, and I'm like, yeah, I said so far I've loaded like 150 movies, and she's like, what?
Awesome.
And by the end, when she got home, I'm like, yeah, there's like 230 movies on it. I said, let me show you how you do this.
Yeah.
Because it's like I had to show her how YouTube operated on there.
Oh.
Because she never had any, like, you know, she's not a computer person like that.
Right.
And so I had to show her that. I'm like, if you ever want to watch a movie, I said, you could just pull the Blu-ray out. Yeah. I said, but here's an easier way of doing it.
Yeah, she just watches she just uses a computer for work. She doesn't
She doesn't get on the computer that much.
Right.
So she's not on any social network whatsoever.
Oh, Elva.
Well, you know.
She's the best.
She's probably smart to stay off social networks.
Yeah. Honestly, I've not really been on much lately, and I'm much happier.
I don't think I get on that much.
Yeah.
I just am on our threads and stuff like that. I get on there more for information than anything. I showed everybody at work today that you can get all Kroger's information just by doing Google searches.
Yeah.
And that, because there's certain, like, things that we have that I was like, look, type it in, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, here's that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, you're not finding out. Yeah, I am. Here it is. Because Google pretty much has all the information in the world.
Oh, yeah.
On it. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Cool. All right.
So I've been watching movies that I forgot I had.
That's cool, though. That's always fun to do.
Well, it was one of those things where it's like, man, it's like they're all written in a book. Like, I have every movie that I have written in a book, so I don't forget, but, like, I don't look at the book that often.
Right.
But I was like, I forgot I had Van Helsing on Blu-ray, so that got loaded, and last night I was watching that. Yesterday I watched San Andreas.
I never saw that one.
Really?
Yeah. It was on HBO for like the longest time, and we kept talking about watching it, and then we never did.
So, and you asked me that. Skyscraper?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the same character.
Okay.
So, but the character in Skyscraper that he's playing is like
his cousin.
Some kind of inspector
twin
or something. He doesn't have a leg. Like,
yeah.
I guess
that's in the preview.
And I'm like, that confuses me because I'm like, did he just wear a blue pant leg the whole time?
Yeah, probably.
And then I'm like, is he going to get, like, shit from people with disabilities?
He's The Rock. He won't.
Yeah. He'll just pull his shirt off and move his chest around, pecs around a little bit.
No, he'll raise the eyebrow. And
oh,
like,
well.
I'm going to take
do
you to
smell?
Smackdown.
I was going to say, do you smell what I'm cooking?
Finally, The Rock has come back.
I think that they don't want him back on Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, but okay. All right, super tangent time. If you're picking The Rock over Tyrese Gibson, you're an idiot.
I'm picking the cast of Fast and the Furious over The Rock.
Oh, he hurt Vin Diesel's little feelings?
No, I just think that they can do a movie with The Rock.
He saved Vin Diesel's franchise.
They could do a movie with The Rock's character, and they can do a movie with the rest of them.
So the problem was coming from they were going to do The Rock and Jason Statham's buddy movie first. And Tyrese Gibson got on Twitter and was like, "You're taking food out of my kids' mouths." Mm. And it's like, well, no, The Rock wasn't the one who said, "Hey, you know what? Let's not do this movie. Let's do this movie first." It's the producers who were like, "Hey, you know what? Whenever The Rock's in one of these movies, it makes $1 billion.
Because he's the most entertaining star in the universe.
He's the hardest working man in showbiz. Do you think he disappeared during the Infinity Gauntlet?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he exists in that world.
No.
No.
He's Black Adam, so.
Well, see, then he doesn't exist in that world. Anybody who's been in a DC movie doesn't exist in the Marvel Universe.
In real life.
Any actor
does
not exist in the. So has there been any crossovers yet?
A couple.
Trying to think who. Nope, can't think of any.
Shoot, I just had it. It was in my head. I don't remember. But there have been just minor, not like big heroes.
Not like superheroes or anything. No. Like S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
What's his name? Zachary Levi. He was Fandrill,
He was the replacement Fandrill.
But he was the original Fandrill, and then he had to back out because Chuck ended up getting to season 5.
Should have canceled it. Season 4 was good enough. That ending sucks on Chuck.
What?
The whole wiping her memory because she was a computer the whole time.
She was not a computer the whole time.
Yeah, but wiping her memory like she was a computer?
Oh.
BS.
Well, I mean, the whole thing was about like putting memories into you, essentially.
BS!
So... I'll be interested to see what you think about Westworld now.
Westworld's full of robots.
We'll see.
It's all robots.
Anyway.
They're all robots. Your robot overlords have taken over. Yes! Except for the Koreans. The Koreans are not robots in that movie or in that show. They rolled up on that beach like, "What's up?"
It's Chinese.
Those were Koreans.
Well, it said China on the after show.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Okay. They look like Koreans, and the boat looked like Korean, and they sounded like they were speaking Korean.
I don't know. Okay. It said China, so who knows? It's the future. The future.
So is Westworld in Japan then?
No, it's in
it's an island.
It's an island in
because
like
Lost works for everything.
It's an island in like South Asia.
Because Lost works for everything. Right.
Anyway, I don't want to say too much and spoil anything for you. So, all right.
Have they revealed any other worlds besides Samurai World?
And, oh yeah.
Okay.
So well, and they like technically Samurai World,
Game
was...
of Thrones world. When the dragons fly over the island, and I'm gonna be like, that explains.
Well, Jurassic World.
Oh well, exactly.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
It's
Dino
only,
World.
That's the only story Michael Crichton can write.
Oh, have you ever seen the Andromeda Strain?
Yes, I love Michael Crichton. Okay. I'm kidding. I'm being facetious. So it's Shogun World.
Somewhere in some world, he's like, ooh. Crichton World. Ooh, you were thinking Farscape.
So there's Shogun World, which we saw in season 1, but we finally got. And then.
Are there any known Asian actors?
No.
Not so far. I was hoping that.
And then they introduced a new world this week.
Okay.
That I'm not going to tell you anything about. And then there's another one that they've alluded to.
Okay.
But they haven't. But there's 6.
Is that what they're saying
there's
now?
There's 6 parts. Okay. So.
One of them will be Knights of the Round Table type thing, because they'll probably reference back to the old movie with that one. That was in the original movie.
I remember.
And then there's Future World, which was the second movie.
Right. So Future World would be one of them.
Yeah.
But it seems kind of funny because they're already in the future, which is their present, but they want to go even further into the future.
Right.
Even though they can go into the past and have robots do whatever they want.
I don't know. I don't.
It makes my head hurt.
Yeah. I just want to be entertained.
It's really good this season.
I want Russell Crowe to show up every once in a while at my house and be like, "Are you not entertained?" And I'll be like, "No. I just watched Luke Cage season 2, Russell."
Fear not, Johnny. If you find yourself riding alone in a field.
I'm already in Elysium and I'm already dead.
Exactly. Because I killed you in hand-to-hand combat and took the spoils.
I could take Russell Crowe at this point.
I doubt that.
I think I could at this point. Have you seen Russell Crowe lately?
No.
He had an auction, sold off everything because he's divorcing his wife.
Well, that's just because he wanted to get the money for
his stuff. Did you see Russell Crowe in that thing for Crocodile Dundee?
Yes.
He's kind of like, yeah, he's looking long in the tooth.
He's still Russell Crowe, though.
I could take him.
Okay.
He's not Romper Stomper anymore. He's Grandpa Crowe.
On that note, Russell Crowe, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Johnny is challenging you to a fight.
Fly me to Australia. I will fight you in the outback with a snake.
He lives in Mainville, Ohio.
Fly me to Australia.
What if he shows up at your door and just punches you in the face?
Danny McBride can be like the guy who's like, you know, the referee or whatever.
Brian Dundee.
Brian Dundee can referee the thing.
That was the best ad campaign. And I'm so happy
that I was so hoping that was going to be
a movie. But I'm so happy that it's not, you know?
I'm just looking forward to seeing Paul Hogan in something again. Yeah. I love Crocodile Dundee.
Yep. All right.
And obviously, the Australians love Crocodile Dundee, too.
Yeah, they do. Cool.
You know how much advertisement and stuff that movie did for that country?
Oh, tons. Yeah. It was like the greatest tourism commercial they could ever have.
You didn't even have to you paid for a movie with Paul Hogan in it.
They didn't even pay for it. It was produced in America. No. It wasn't Priscilla Queen of the Desert. It wasn't an Australian movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, Paul Hogan just wrote a slightly entertaining movie that opened up the gates of Australia to everybody.
I like how you call that a slightly entertaining movie. That's a damn good movie.
I like 2 better. For
2
some
is
reason.
Good.
Yeah.
And 2 spends way more time in Australia.
2's in Australia. Yeah.
So, all right. So before we go,
Reginald Bell Johnson's in that too.
Reginald Bell Johnson.
He's crossing over.
He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Family Matters Mole, mate.
All right. Before you go. Make sure you check out our Patreon page. Follow us on the social networks. What else? Oh, go to Comixology. Use the code Infamous and get $5 off.
Say, why are you asking me?
And then I'm talking to myself at this point. I mean, that's a larger issue.
I checked out at Luke Cage season 2.
Yeah, I know, right? And then go to infamouspodcast.com/Comixology and you can get 30 days free of Comixology Unlimited and check out things like Invincible and Lock and Key and Saga. And Detective Comics, all the cool Superman stuff with Ozymandias was cool.
What was that?
Action.
Who's Ozymandias?
How do you say it?
Ozymandias?
There you go. Whatever.
Like,
however you say it? Ozymandias.
Yeah, you like made it sound like he was from Mexico.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
Sure.
Anyway.
That would make Watchmen a much... interesting book.
Much more interesting book. All right.
Every once in a while, he throws on an essay or whatever. Danny Trejo's playing Ozymandias in the next movie.
All right. So the Rewatchables podcast, they do movies. Like, they do, like, older movies. And they have a thing.
Hey, I watch older movies all the time.
They have a thing called, Would Danny Trejo Make This Movie Better? And they pick a part where, like, they would replace whatever actor with Danny Trejo. And it's really funny to think about.
We could do the reverse of that, since you have a like hate for him. Would Joel Kinnaman make this movie worse?
Yes. Every time.
No, he wouldn't.
Consistently and on a regular basis.
Altered Carbon was not that bad.
No, but like he has like sometimes like I liked him in what's it called?
But he wasn't even a major character in Suicide
House of Cards.
But he wasn't even a major character in Suicide
Squad.
Yeah,
he was still like a cardboard box. That was wet and couldn't act its way out of a dry cardboard box.
Wow. I don't feel that way.
I'm sorry. I just do not, like, I hated him in RoboCop.
I thought that was a perfect role for him because he's a cardboard box.
And I hated that RoboCop. I'm, like, I'd rather watch RoboCop 3.
You didn't say that when we seen it. You said it was okay.
I said it was okay, and then I watched it again, And I was like, why did I watch this again? I didn't really like it that much the first time. That was
one of the digital codes I had and actually loaded.
Good for you.
Something from 2017 wouldn't load and I gave up on it. So I threw it away.
Weird. All right.
They may last. Digital codes may last forever.
Maybe. Who knows? I'm going to try Copland here.
I was going to say, if you bought a movie years ago and you forgot about it, try the digital code. It might work.
Yeah. There you go.
If it says it expired in 2012.
Lies.
On that note,
we will see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
That was creepy.
Wow, you sound like a girl I work with.
Later.
3FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodler, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.